The first search for life on Rakata was made by a French group. Their ship arrived in May 1884, only 9 months after the eruption. The ship's naturalist wrote that in spite of his careful research, he was unable to find signs of animal life. "I only discovered one microscopic spider," he wrote. "Only one." The strange pioneer of the renovation was busy spinning its web. But how could a tiny wingless creature, like a baby spider, find its way to the island so quickly? The little spider reached the island by ballooning. Ballooning is something that most species of spiders do at some time in their life cycles. A spider climbs to some spot where it is exposed to the wind and lets out a thin strand of silk. As the strand gets longer, it catches the wind current and stretches out like the string of a kite. When the wind is pulling on the silk hard enough, the spider lets go of the leaf or branch where it is standing and flies off on a journey to a new home. Not only tiny babies, such as the one found by the French naturalist, but also large spiders can sometimes float thousands of meters high and travel for hundreds of kilometers before coming back down to Earth to make a new home. The spider is only one of the many plants and small animal species that travel and relocate on the wind. Most of the species that resettled Rakata came that way. But other large species arrived as well. Most of the birds that eventually settled on Rakata flew there under their own power. So did bats. Many of the larger winged insects, such as dragonflies and butterflies, are also able to fly across water for surprisingly long distances. By 1899, large monitor lizards were observed on Rakata. They got there by swimming. The reticulated python, a huge snake that grows up to 8 meters, also swam there. Such long-distance swimmers are not so common, however. Many rainforest species will not cross a water barrier even when the nearest island is clearly visible. But sometimes they cross by accident. Branches and even whole trees sometimes fall into rivers and are carried out to sea, especially during typhoons. In this way, the whole community of creatures living in the tree may journey together to a new land. Most of the early colonists died soon after arriving. But as vegetation increased and the forests began to grow, many species survived. 100 years after the explosion of Krakatoa, the inhabitants included 30 species of land birds, 9 bats, 2 types of rats, and 9 reptiles, including the large monitor lizards. There were also over 600 species of invertebrates, such as worms, spiders, and insects. At first glance, the island now resembles the others in that area, but the ecosystem is not fully restored. For example, there are still only 2 species of flightless mammals, both rats. It will take more time before the restoration of the island is complete.